In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. Well, the season of Advent and preparation has now passed, and we are now into the season of Christmas. Don't you just love Christmas? Isn't it wonderful? I love it. I enjoy the excitement and the anticipation. I like the Christmas trees with the special ornaments, the houses with all the beautiful lights on it. I do Christmas cards. I'm keeping the tradition alive by myself, but I'm doing it anyway. I enjoy the visits with family and friends and new friends that are here today. I like the poinsettias, everything. I enjoy all of it, even shopping for hopefully the perfect gift. But what I've noticed amidst all the shopping and the preparation is a current, a feeling of hope. Have you noticed it? There's this hope underlying everything. Christmas is a time for hope, when kindness and miracles can and do happen to anyone, hopefully to everyone. And the reason for this hope is found in a small baby boy born in a stable in Israel some 2,000 years ago. The perfect gift that we can find and offer to one another pales in comparison to the perfect gift that God our Father has given to us. The perfect gift of Jesus, God's own Son and our Savior and Redeemer. Jesus is our hope. Now you will not know this, but I found this out. The word hope appears in the Bible 129 times in 121 verses, and pretty much evenly divided between the Old and New Testament. God promised hope to his chosen people, the Israelites, and this is found in Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This hope, this promise, is fulfilled in the New Testament with the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. In Luke's gospel, the angel Gabriel visits Mary, tells her everything that's going to happen, and then tells her, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Now in Matthew's gospel, the angel appears to Joseph in a dream and explains the same situation to Joseph as well. And then the angel tells Joseph, she will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And of course, this was to fulfill the prophecy from the prophet Isaiah. Now we know how important it is to pick the perfect name for our children. And apparently it was very important to God also to pick the perfect name for his son, because he had the angel tell both Mary and Joseph the name would be Jesus. So I looked it up in my Bible dictionary to look up the meaning of the importance of a name. What does a name mean? And in Scripture, a name is often an expression of the nature of its bearer, describing the character, position, and function, some circumstance affecting him, some hope or sorrow concerning him. The name Emmanuel translates to God with us. The name Jesus translates to he shall save his people. His name represents his power and his authority. The title Messiah is Hebrew for the anointed one, and in Greek it is Christ. And you have to remember the angel tells Joseph he will save his people not only from their oppression, which is what they're expecting, but from their sins. This is really good news. God loves us all so much, because not because we're his creation, but because we're his children. God showed his mercy and his grace by choosing to bridge the great divide between a holy and almighty God and his broken creation. Our God gifted us with his son Jesus. And Jesus the Messiah was born into the world to save his people, which includes us. Good news, right? from ourselves and from our sins. Through his life, his death, his resurrection, and ascension, Jesus paid our debt and offered to each one of us the gift of reconciliation with God our Father. Our hope for salvation and eternal life with our Heavenly Father can only be found in Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer. The apostles and disciples knew this. They spread the good news of Jesus to all the people throughout their known world. The authors of the New Testament knew this. They spread this truth throughout the Gospels and all the letters collected in the entire New Testament. And with our lives, our words and our actions, we know this, and we continue to share this Christmas hope with others as well. Jesus brings light and hope into this dark world. All you have to do is see what's out there, and we have to keep praying, right? That Jesus will continue to show his light through us to the darkened world. His light dispels the darkness and guides us along the path that we can walk with him. Last night we heard from Isaiah, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And then we also heard from Isaiah today, "Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth, your salvation comes, and they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord." And then we read in the psalm, "The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Light has sprung up for the righteous, and joyful gladness for those who are true-hearted. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name." Jesus has promised that all who call on his name and believe that he is the Son of God, we will be saved. This promise is not only true for us, but for all who have gone before us and all who will come after us, for the people who sat in these pews 30 years ago and for the people who will sit in these pews 50 years from now. Because the kingdom of the Lord is throughout all the ages and for all eternity. I'm going to reread the passage from Titus because I believe it sums up our hope. "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Y'all, this is wonderful news. This is amazing. God has poured his love, his mercy, and his grace into Mary and Joseph's precious baby, Jesus. This baby changed the course of history and will continue to transform the world. But important to us, Jesus redeems us, and he transforms our hearts one person at a time. God has truly given us the most perfect gift. Through Jesus, his love and offer of reconciliation with him. All we have to do is open the gift and try it on. And I promise you, this gift will fit you perfectly. Amen.